I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Sylvain Blaise, and he is the marketing director in Europe for the Case IH exhibit here at Agritechnica. Why don't you go ahead and start out and explain what you guys are showcasing here, some of the new technology and machinery.
Hello, we are taking the opportunity at Agritechnica, which is the biggest show in Europe. We are expecting roughly 300,000 visitors here, so it's a very important show. And we are taking this opportunity to present here a lot of new technology, new product range also. We are introducing actually for the first time in Europe our biggest Magnum tractor, which is new, which now goes up to 360 horsepower, which make it the biggest standard tractor, ag tractor in the business. So, and this is a very important product for us in Europe as we are one of the leading brands in this segment. So this is for really big professional operation in the ag business.
Okay, and do you guys see more customers that are big and commercial and professional, or do you have more of the type that are smaller farms and need the smaller machinery?
Now, the positioning of our brand in Europe, Case IH, is really focusing on the large professional operation. This is where we've got a very strong customer base, and this is really which fit our positioning.
Okay. And what is some of the new technology that's being showcased today?
And now here, this year, we are showing, as you can see on most of the tractor, we've got a very heavy push and demand from our customer and precision farming equipment and mainly auto guidance, which are helping a lot in terms of improving the productivity. And this is something where there's a lot of focus here in Agritechnica.
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on the precision agriculture? What kind of technology is out there? What is it doing to help the farmer?
The first one, which is where we are facing a lot of demand, it's auto-guidance system that actually allowed the driver to let the machine drive and avoid all overlapping between each row. So, and this improve quite a lot productivity by up to 5 to 8%. So on the demand has increased a lot, and also because the technology has evolved a lot now, the integration is much more higher, and the ease of use is also much more higher for this technology.
Okay, great. And you said you expect about 300,000 people to come through. What do you guys expect as far as sales?
In terms of sales, here in Europe, there's not a lot of sales directly done on the show. People are coming to the show principally to see what are the new product, the new technology, and then the real purchasing decision will occur a bit after with our network, with our salesmen, with our dealer.
Okay.
So there's still some deal going on here, but let's say most of them will be done after the show with our dealer.
Where exactly do you guys have the biggest market in Europe? What are some of the strongest?
Now, for Case IH in Europe, we've got three key major markets, which are Germany, France, and Austria, where these are our biggest market, and then followed by UK.
Okay. And do you have any emerging markets that you're trying to build up?
Yes, of course. We've got all the Central European market, which are really emerging and growing very, very quickly. One of the biggest one is Poland right now, and then followed by all the other Central European country, Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and now Romania, and so all these Central European parts.
And how would you describe the differences between the European market and the North American market as far as machinery and technology? And
I would say we've got a lot of common, but I would say in Western Europe, the demand for automatism and technology is a bit higher than what you would have in North America. For instance, if you look in terms of transmission technology, the stepless transmission here, it's already practically a mature market. It's very well established. I mean, we were one of the first ones to introduce this technology about 10 years ago with our CVX range, which in North America, it's a technology which is just started.
Okay.
So
you guys are a little bit ahead, it seems like.
Yeah, I would say in terms of, North America would be much more ahead if we speak about auto-guidance system, precision farming, where the technology on some component like transmission was much more ahead in Europe, which is also driven by the application. I mean, a tractor in Europe would be maybe face more type of application in the same operation but in North America.
Okay.
If you take a Magnum tractor in North America, it will be principally a heavy field work tractor, where in Europe the same tractor will need to do also some transportation work, some haulage. So it's kind of a bit of difference in terms of application.
And it looks like at this show you have mainly a lot of tractors on display versus combines. Are tractors some of the biggest projects you sell?
Alors, in Europe, Case IH, we are offering, if you take Case IH in North America, they offer a full line of equipment, where in Europe we are just selling only the tractor, the combine, and the balers. So we don't offer a full line in Europe.
Okay. All right.
So that's why our key focus is effectively combine and tractors, as you can see.
I can see that. I think that covers all the questions that I have for you. Anything you want to add?
No, thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.